Let me read to you another thing, because this really bothers me. Indulgences, that's what you get out of purgatory with, are dispensed from, I quote from the Articles of Vatican II. By the way, I had to read that thing so many times, because that's why I did my doctoral work on the Roman Catholic Church. And it really gets into you after a while when you read this. Indulgences are dispensed from, quote, a treasury entrusted by Christ to the blessed Peter and his successors, Christ's vicars on earth, to distribute to the faithful for their salvation. Volume 1, page 70. You know what that says? That when Christ left the earth, he gave Peter this treasury of merits of the saints. And Peter could dispense that cupful by cupful to worthy people. And thus, quote, distribute to the faithful for their salvation. Where does stuff get into that treasury from? Well, just in case we didn't know, they explain it. The treasury includes the prayers and good works of the Blessed Virgin Mary, plus the prayers and good works of all the saints who attained their own salvation. You know, that's amazing to think of. You know what the Bible says? We were all born in sin. There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Neither is there salvation in any other than in Jesus Christ. Do you know what the Roman Church says? That the treasury of those who attained their own salvation, and at the same time, I continue quoting, cooperated in the saving of their brothers. Those who believe in Christ have carried their crosses to make expiation for their own sins and the sins of others. From the most ancient times, In the church, good works were also offered to God for the salvation of sinners. And by the way, that's what is at the heartbeat of the church, that 900 million people on this planet offer their allegiance to. Don't say, I have a friend that doesn't believe that. I have a friend that's a godly Christian. I have a born-again friend that's a Catholic. We're not talking about individuals. We're talking about the totality. I want you to see Acts 20:31. I want you to see the attitude that we should talk to anyone that's enslaved in Romanism. Because I think this is a biblical attitude. Acts 20 and verse 31. And I think that if you ever talk to anyone, if the Spirit of God, if the love of Christ ever constrains you to talk to anyone, this is the spirit in which it must be. And I want you to know that I have regular practice. My across-the-yard neighbors meet me at the back line, and one of them is dying of cancer. And they regularly say to me, pray for Joe. Pray for Joe. I've been praying to St. Agnes. You can pray to whoever. But pray for Joe. We don't just go, you're crazy. This is how we go and talk to them. Acts 20, verse 31. Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that night and day for a period of 3.5 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. That's the heart attitude that we go to someone enmeshed in a false system of worship and tell them about Christ. Not with a, I'm better than you. Not with a, I'm right, you're wrong. But with the love of Christ constraining our hearts. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Do you know the terror of the Lord? Do you know that Jesus Christ mentioned hell more than he mentioned heaven? Did you know Jesus Christ described the endless lake of fire more than he described the pearly gates? In fact, he really never described heaven. The only thing he talked about heaven was, he said, my Father's house are many mansions, and he said, there's going to be a great big feast, and all of you are going to go there that trust in me. That's all he said. But he said, there's gnashing of teeth and darkness and vengeance of flame for those that don't bow. That's the spirit that we go to those that don't know Christ or that don't know him in a biblical way.